You can sit on the hot seat now. Joshua has come this morning. He's come this morning with a very special purpose, because last week we learnt the memory verse and I asked everybody to go away and learn it. And this young man has been learning it with his dad, and he thinks he can remember. And I did say there would be a special prize, didn't I? Yeah. So, I will give you this morning 3 chocolates from the celebrations box. If you can get the memory verse right and the reference, yeah? Okay, so here we go. Joshua, you sit on the hot seat, you keep there, and you see if you can remember.
And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3 verse 17.
Oh my goodness, that's brilliant. You can. There you go. You take 3. 1, 2.
I've got to tell you this. I do not want caramel.
You don't want caramel. Okay. Okay. What about that one there? That's quite a nice one. Yeah?
And
you're going to take another 3 as well. He did ask if he could take one for his sister as well. So there you go. One more. Go on, take one of those as well. They're good. There you go. Go and sit down. Well done, Joshua. Now, would anyone else think they can remember it and like to come and sit on the hot seat? And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3, 17.
Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and man.
Right, well, we're going to think about that together. So if you do want to have the Bible passage open, it's there on page 1029. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this passage, the only one we have recorded of Jesus' childhood as such, and we just pray, Lord, that you'll speak to us now and help us understand more about it and what we can learn from it today. Amen. Now just imagine being the parents of Jesus. Just imagine being the parents of Jesus. I mean, what a responsibility. On one level, it must have been absolutely wonderful For Mary and Joseph didn't have a little Jimmy Rascal Pants as their firstborn son, but they had the eternal Son of God. Just imagine it. No squabbling in the back of the car. No back chat. No ingratitude. Always doing everything he was asked to do and doing it joyfully. Being a great example to his younger siblings that were to come. Always being respectful. Never getting into fights at school. Always doing the chores. Always helping out when asked. Surely parenting Jesus would have been a breeze, wouldn't it? Well, as we see from our passage, it wasn't quite so straightforward as that. Bringing up God's son was a huge responsibility. And while no doubt it gave Mary and Joseph great joy, it was also a far from painless experience. Sorry, thank you. The page number is 1029. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Thank you, Natalie, for asking that. No, it's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine. If you don't, you know, if someone has said something you can't hear it or whatever, do you just stick your hand up? Because the whole point is that we do sort of do this together. And if you can't hear or you mishear something, it's fine to put your hand up and ask. No problem. Well, what can we learn from this story? Well, three brief things. Firstly, the example of Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph's example. See, Mary and Joseph, they were devout followers of God. They were devout Jews. And our passage highlights their obedience to God's law because they head up to Jerusalem to go to the Passover feast. The Old Testament demanded that God's people three times a year went up to the three great Jewish festivals of Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. And it was the men that were really required to go. But if you were really, really devoted, you would go with your wife and your children. And they're going up all together to this festival, the festival of the Passover, because as a family, they're wanting to follow God closely. And as a result, Mary and Joseph are a great example to all parents. Because parents are called in the Bible to lead their family in the things of God. It means speaking to our children about the Lord. It means bringing them to church with us to show the importance of gathering together as God's people to worship him and to listen to him and his word. So parents, if you want your children to know the things of the Lord, you have to take responsibility to do that because no one else will. And knowing the Lord is the most important thing that we can ever pass on to any of our children. So if we're parents this morning, follow Mary and Joseph's example in bringing up your family to follow the Lord. And the rest of us, well, we should pray for the families within the church family that we have because it's very hard to bring children up these days to follow the Lord. They need our support. They need our prayers. Now, in those days, people often travelled in groups to these festivals, to and from these feasts. And they did it for safety and they did it for company on the journey. The journey from Nazareth to Jerusalem was about 4 or 5 days' walk. It was a long way. And that's what Mary and Joseph seem to be doing as they return home to after the Passover. They're travelling with relatives and friends. But then came that moment that every parent fears, like we saw with Kevin's mum and dad earlier. Their child is missing. And I guess parents will have a sense of Mary and Joseph's panic. Perhaps if you've been a parent, you know what it's like, whether you're on the beach or you're in a shop or you're in a fairground or something, and suddenly you lose sight of your little one. And, you know, it seems like it's hours maybe that you've lost them for. Usually it's only a few minutes. But for Mary and Joseph, Jesus was missing for 3 days. And they found him in the temple courts eventually, sitting and listening to the teachers of the law and asking them questions. They were astonished when they saw Jesus, we're told. But Jesus says actually they shouldn't have been astonished because they knew from his very conception that he was God's son. It shouldn't have surprised them at all. The first place they should have gone was to the temple because they knew that was his heavenly father's house. Well, having noted Mary and Joseph's example, let's note Jesus's example Jesus' example. You see, Jesus may have been the eternal Son of God, but as fully human, he had to learn things just like you and I have to do. You children go to school and you learn things because there's things you don't know. There's things that adults have to learn every day because there's things we don't know and skills we need to learn. And Jesus was exactly the same. He had to learn to be a carpenter. He had to learn the skills of the trade. He had to be taught it, and he had to be learned. He had to learn things about God, just like you and me. And he had to learn it from God's word. And so Jesus is a great example to every child who is here today. Doesn't matter how young you are able to learn things about God as you grow up. And we've seen this morning what a wonderful example Joshua has been to us in showing how he's learned a memory verse. God wants you to follow Jesus' example. He wants you to learn to read the Bible for yourself, to memorize parts of the Bible, to ask questions about the Bible. You can ask your parents questions. You know, that's a good thing to do. If you're a child, ask your parents questions about God because it helps them to learn as well. Very often you'll ask questions and they'll think, I need to think more about that. It's a good thing for us all to be learning together as families. But children, God wants you, like Jesus, to be learning more about him day by day. Maybe you could ask your parents to buy you some Bible notes for your age. And if you want some help with that, please speak to me or some of the Sunday group children's work teachers. They can help as well, suggest different things that your children can be reading. It's good to want to follow the Lord and get to know him even as a child. But you know, Jesus is a good example, not just for children, but he's a good example for us all. Because if we claim to be followers of Jesus, then we all should be following his example of desiring to learn more about God through his word. You see, we won't learn with our Bibles shut. It just won't happen. We learn by opening our Bibles, by reading them, by learning, by asking questions. It's why we have sermons on Sundays. It's why we have growth groups. It's why we encourage you to read different books. We've read one at Advent. We can have a new one for Lent starting in a few weeks' time. It's why we encourage you to have daily devotions, quiet times with God when you're opening his word and speaking to him in prayer. Because we all continually need to learn more about the Lord as we deepen our walk with him. There's a spiritual principle at work here. The principle is seek and you will find. This is a promise that Jesus gave his followers. Seek and you will find. So if we're not seeking God by coming to his word, then we shouldn't expect to find anything else new about him. Seek and you will find. You see, it's a promise that he will reward those you want to learn more from him. So all of us today need to follow Jesus' example and be hungry to get to know God more through his word. But as we finish, we've noted Mary and Joseph's example of bringing their family up to know the Lord. We've noted Jesus' example in his desire to get to know God, and we should emulate him. And finally, Luke's gospel has already told us that Jesus came into the world not first and foremost to be our example. He came to be our saviour. We're told at Christmas time. Do you remember the words of the angels to the shepherds? Today in David's town, a saviour has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. And this passage reminds us that Jesus was obedient. It reminds us that he was obedient to his parents. He obeyed the fifth commandment and all the commandments. And he honoured his earthly mother and father. But also he honoured and obeyed his heavenly father, which is why we see him in the temple courts in our passage, learning from his father. You see, Jesus' obedience in this passage highlights to us Jesus' perfect life. Later in the Gospels, we see that no one could accuse Jesus of any wrongdoing because he never sinned. And his perfect obedient life meant that he could be the perfect sacrifice necessary for our sins. His obedience to his parents, his obedience to his heavenly Father meant that his death on the cross could pay for our disobedience so that God could be our Father too. See, this passage shows us Jesus' perfect life, even as a child, a perfect life that he would later give in our place. So while we see examples in our passage this morning, examples to follow, most importantly, we see the perfect life of our Saviour. And God wants us to be grateful to him for Jesus, who lived that perfect life for us, so we can know God as our Father and know him as our Father forever. Amen.